Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, marking 47 years of commitment to operating the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $85.62 per barrel to $86.68 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $80.33 per barrel to $81.63 per barrel. The Copper River fishing season launched in mid-May and marks the first run of the Alaska commercial fishing season, which has been through an economic tailspin over the last year. Fishing crews grappled with historically low prices, and processors sold out and closed down plants over the winter. The Prince William Sound fishery is one of the most productive in the state, but fishing crews are also feeling the pressure. Corinne Smith reports from the Cordova Harbor.
Mesh size on these nets?
Justin Johnson surveys his nets and the large net reel of his bow picker, the fishing vessel White Knight, at the Cordova Harbor in early June, readied for the next day's opener. That also includes a dip net on hand to snap up the coveted Copper River King salmon.
So yeah, a 20-pound king is a $300 fish or better, so you definitely don't want to see it splash out of the net.
The Copper River fishing season started on May 15th and marks the first salmon run of the year with the highest prices in the state, especially for kings. For Johnson and many crews, the stakes are high. He saved up for 12 years to buy into the fishery, and every fishing opener counts.
The very first one was, it wasn't bad. I think I ended up with 500 pounds. I don't think I had any kings. I was fishing out in the Gulf a bit. I wasn't inside where a lot of the kings are.
Fishing crews hauled in about 250,000 sockeye and almost 6,000 kings in the first 2 weeks. Every year, more than 2 million fish return to the Copper River Delta, and crews benefit from strong marketing as well as being the first on the water. Processors offered $7 per pound for sockeye and $16 per pound for kings at the start, but those prices drop at each delivery as more fish are harvested, down to $2.50 per pound for sockeye. And startup costs keep climbing, says Ezekiel Brown, a lifelong Cordova commercial fisherman and president of the union, Cordova District Fishermen's United. He said so far fishing is good, calling from his boat out on the Delta, but uncertainty grows each year.
You know, and there's just a lot of frustration in the fleet that you're seeing these costs of everything going up except for the price of fish is not going up. So that's the constant frustration.
Last year, Alaska fishing crews saw historic low prices with a statewide ex-vessel average of 65 cents per pound for sockeye. Prince William Sound fishermen caught nearly twice as many fish, but saw a nearly 20% drop in price from the 10-year average, according to Fish and Game. Over the winter, big and small processors slashed operating costs, including the now-defunct Peter Pan Seafood selling its Valdez plant to Silver Bay, but it's not operating this year. Brown, the Fisherman Union president, says that plus the shuttering of Whittier Seafoods this spring is another hardship.
So that's a big loss in buying power out here and competition for these fish.
Alaska seafood markets are struggling from a perfect storm of economic factors, says independent market analyst Andy Wink. Among them, lower American consumer demand, lingering inventory, and competition with global markets.
So, you know, it can kind of be a double whammy when demand is soft and you have a strong dollar. So we're not, you know, getting as much back when we export that.
Back at the Cordova Harbor, lifelong commercial fisherman Nick Nabeski takes a break from boat engine repairs to share his concerns with market prices.
It was rough. I've spent all winter redoing my finances, accounting, everything to try to get myself back where I need to be. And it seems like this year could possibly make that happen, but last year was awful. You know, just, it was a terrible price. It was there was good fish, and the fish were beautiful. The fish were healthy, and I see them in the grocery stores. It seems like they're the same price in the grocery stores, but we did not get paid as much.
And the Copper River and Prince William Sound fishing season is forecasted as strong, and Fish and Game area managers report bigger sockeye returning, averaging 5.5 pounds per fish so far. In Cordova, I'm Corinne Smith.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.